You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner always joins us to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast. He's with World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Drew, thanks for being with us. The weather forecast has been cool and looks like it's going to remain that way, both for the overnight lows and the daytime highs. How much will it slow down the progression of the growing corn crop, do you think?
For right now, it's certainly slowing it at least notably. We are keeping the nighttime lows in the majority of the Midwest above 50, so we're slowing the crop, but we're not stopping it necessarily. And I think we're probably gaining a little bit more by giving the crop a chance to rest after recent 80s and lower 90s, and it will be fully energized when we go back into those kinds of temperatures here at the end of the week, this weekend and on into next week. I think it will do well. Now, there are some areas in the upper parts of the Midwest that are still far behind on their degree day accumulations, and this isn't helping their cause at all. There looks to be a fairly good period of warm weather coming up for the upper Midwest and northern plains for a little while this weekend into next week, and that should help them maybe catch up a little bit of what they lost this week, but they're still going to be behind the eight ball somewhat. And I do see some opportunity for additional cool weather to come along at the end of this month and on into the middle part of August, and not continuously, but periodically. So there is some concern about the upper Midwest crops not being ready to mature or be fully mature by the time we get down with the growing season and get into the frost and freeze season. So we're a little bit concerned about those crops. That would be the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin mostly. Areas elsewhere, I think we're probably going to do relatively well, although we will have these other bouts of cooler weather coming up again at some point down the road.
A big concern or just a question in the back of your mind?
Only a small concern, I think. The upper Midwest has a fairly good chance of seeing normal frost and freezes. So if we do manage these next two shots of cooler air, as I think we will, those crops up there may be a little bit vulnerable to a problem this fall, but it's a relatively small percentage of the overall corn belt, and I think most other areas to the south will probably have later than normal first frost and freezes. Of course, the crops are further along in the south, so it would be less of an issue anyway. So I think, in answer to your question, it'll be a small issue, but unless you're a farmer in those areas, and of course, it's a big deal.
And if you turn your attention elsewhere around the planet, are there problems that we should be watching?
Well, you know, India's been high on the list here for the past few weeks. Just this past weekend and the last 2 days, we've seen rain and thunderstorms beginning to occur finally across the heart of the crop region. This is changing the prospects for their crops. They are about 6 weeks late with this rain, and they have to have their crops in the ground and ready to rock and roll on development here in the next week or two in order to save any kind of production potential. So these next couple of weeks are going to be critical. So I'm talking for soybeans and groundnuts, even some of their corn and sorghum crops. All of them are very late going in. They will lose some production potential, but if they can get this crop in the next couple of weeks, which will be quite a task with the rain falling, they could still eke out a relatively good crop. But other than that, I think if there's any further problems in India, it's going to be a rather dismal crop with a lot of concern for their agricultural economy there.
Thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.